Well, the Prime Minister is holding another meeting with gas exporters today to sort out the details of their commitment to cover the domestic shortfall during the next 2 years. But one member of Malcolm Turnbull's government says the deal won't do enough to drive down power prices. The Nationals MP Andrew Broad chairs the Lower House Environment and Energy Committee. He says a portion of the gas extracted in Australia should be reserved for domestic use, and he maintains that's the only policy that will bring price relief. Andrew Broad has been speaking to Naomi Woodley.
Everything that we've done on gas so far as a government hasn't tackled the elephant in the room, and that is price. We must get the price down if we're going to have businesses want to invest here, if we want to have households be able to have the heater on, and particularly now that we've become more reliant upon gas in our electricity generation, the pricing of gas is more important than it's ever been. And a reservation policy is, in my view, the only way of actually bringing the price of gas down and become readily available for Australians.
But the Prime Minister has secured agreement from the three major exporters that they'll meet the predicted domestic shortfall over the next 2 years. Isn't that doing the same thing without unnecessary regulation?
Well, the Prime Minister's been very proactive in this space and needs to be commended. What he's trying to do is shore up supply, but it doesn't appear that there's a lot on price. A reservation policy would bring the price down because it would mean this amount of percentage of gas must be made available for Australian businesses and Australian households. It's been a success in Western Australia for a very long time, supported by the Liberal Party, the National Party and the Labor Party. And I see no reason when you've got manufacturing in Australia that it shouldn't be explored and rolled out on the east coast of Australia.
What sort of percentage do you think should be reserved?
Well, the Western Australian model is 15% of the total production that a company has to be made available for Western Australian businesses and households. I think that percentage could be discussed and worked out. If we're going to have high energy prices and high wages, what we'll see is businesses will shut shop, pack up and go to a company where there's either cheaper energy or cheaper wages, and then Australians will lose their jobs.
Can you talk me through, though, why you think reserving a portion of gas for domestic use will necessarily bring the price down?
Well, I guess the difference between reserving gas as opposed to just putting pressure on the market to make gas available is when you put pressure on the market to make gas available, they can essentially say, well, we're only going to make that available at the same price that we would have sold it for. So that's a world parity price. And given that the demands for gas are high around the world, that world parity price would be higher. What I want to do is see a way of gas being cheaper for Australians so that Australians can value add that gas. The way you do that is to say, if you want to extract and tap into the Australian market, we're going to say that it could be 15%, could be 20% of everything you extract has to be made available for the Australian consumer. And therefore, that adds a oversupply into the domestic market as opposed to a world parity price and should therefore bring the price down for Australian consumers.
That's the chairman of the Lower House Environment and Energy Committee, Nationals MP Andrew Broad, speaking to Naomi Woodley.